The government is seeking to amend the constitution to allow for retired judges to offer their services. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says if the proposed constitutional amendment is made, at least 15 judges will be able to continue offering their services and expertise to the judiciary and help reduce case backlog over the medium term. Minister Chuck was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
We're not going to increase the age of retirement from 70 to 75 or 80, no. What we are going to see is an addition to the Constitution that would say that retired judges could be brought on a periodic basis for weeks or months as they know are called upon in other jurisdictions. For instance, many of our retired judges are now sitting in the Cayman Islands, the Turks and Caicos, the Bahamas, Bermuda, Belize. And we're saying, here are some of our best judges who have retired, giving their service to these other jurisdictions. Why can't we use them here? So I would like to change the constitution, amend it a little bit, so that we can utilize these retired judges to assist us, not only in clearing the backlog, but for the future, in ensuring that cases are tried in a timely manner.
And that's before the cabinet, no?
It is now the submission I've prepared, and it is now before cabinet.
So
it is.
Well, you'll be pushing for this.
I will be pushing for that. It is in the conveyor belt. Now, in the parish courts, formerly resident magistrates' courts, we only have 55 parish judges. We have a complement of 70. We need urgently to employ 15 more parish judges so that each of the parish can get an additional parish judge. Here again, it's a question of accommodation. But we have to find some way of employing them or appointing them and then using them in manners such as night court or dispute resolution or in plea bargaining, you know, so that the sort of backlog in the courts will be addressed. But very interesting development, Ian, is that we are going to equip all the courts, especially the main parish courts and all the supreme courts, with technology, what we call audiovisual technology, so that everything that is said and done in the courts will be recorded. So that during a trial, a case is being heard in the parish courts and certainly in the supreme court, you don't have the judge taking long, will not need the judge to be taking longhand any longer. Whatever is recorded, the technology is such that immediately it can be transcribed into written print so that at the end of the day, the transcript will be ready. So that cases will move more easily and flow so that at the end of the trial, the transcript will be ready and it can easily, if there's an appeal, it can be sent to the Court of Appeal. If in fact the judge needs time to revise and look at the transcript, it can be printed. Defense counsel will have a copy. Prosecutor will have a copy, as the case may be, or just have it on a hard disk. And what is more, we hope it can, in fact, be put on the internet so that, you know, if the Chief Justice wants to watch what is happening in the parish court, he or she can look and see what is happening in the parish court.
Yeah.
It can be streamed. So that development will ensure that cases can move on a more timely basis.
Yes.
Even with all these innovations and all these appointments and all these improvements to be made, we need even right now to make sure that the cases move and that files are completed. The victims and the witnesses and the families of the victim, they come to court regularly trying to find out what is happening to this case. And when it goes on for longer than 12 months, the witnesses start to disappear. And after 2 years, now you can't find the witnesses. Mm-hmm. After 3 years, no witness.
The case collapses.
Absolutely. So unless a case is tried in a timely manner, then everything starts to fall apart. Mm-hmm. And my view is that unless cases are tried expeditiously, it sends the wrong signal. When they are delayed for too long, believe me, delay causes further corruption and crime. It creates the atmosphere and the opportunity for corruption and even more criminality. Because what is happening, you see, Ian, when people are not getting justice in where they should, that is, in the courts, they could take it up on their own hands. And they find ways of getting around the system. And that is not correct. So we in the justice system, all the stakeholders, including the minister and the Ministry of Justice, must step up to the plate and make sure that justice is delivered in a timely manner.
Justice Minister Delroy Chuck speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.